Reformed Church.
I had just been thinking about speaking the truth, right? About, as one thing, right? Speaking the truth. And then because I was thinking about that, about speaking the truth, I started thinking about prayer as well, right? Because what I was, the thoughts that I was having just in things that I'd just been praying about have really been around speaking the truth, but for our own edification, right? Which for the most part basically is prayer, right? When you're speaking out loud things that are true and how they are, especially the way, you know, when I just equate it kind of to myself, just speaking from my own experience, any time that I'm speaking about the reality of who I am and what I have and my inheritance, I always find myself like not just saying it, but always saying it to the Lord. Like I know he knows it, but just thanking him for it, right? And speaking those things. But you know, what I began to think a lot about was how, you know, we hear in scripture about praying without ceasing, about praying always, about, and you hear so many of the apostles, how they would talk about, you know, that they were praying for, you know, the church in Corinth, you know, always, you know, lifting you up in prayer, and the church of Ephesus, you know, praying for you that, you know, you would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. But, you know, the cool thing is, though, that something that I think it's a real refreshing thing for us, right, that helps you even in your own meditation, and helps you even when we do things that we supposedly call prayer, but it's really just, maybe sometimes it's just complaining to the Lord, or we call it prayer, but it's just a fearful utterance of something that's going on, or, oh my God, help me kind of thing that people say, right? But I think what can help you a lot with that is if you allow the Spirit of God, if you acknowledge him the way we have been mentioning here and there, acknowledging the Lord once again, but acknowledging him the right way, right? Acknowledging the Lord and allowing him to bring up to your heart the reality, right, of what you have and who you are, and even you know, to the point of where you're just, you know, you can even be proclaiming the way things are, you know, saying out loud the way things are. And I'm not trying to make this into some kind of a formula to say, oh, you have to say it out loud, because you don't. But the point is, I just, you know, if we can once again, you know, pick up in not just trying to sit there and trying to say, oh, Lord, like, you know, bring up something to my mind, but just actually just beginning, you know, to pray, but in here's where the speaking the truth part comes, is just to begin to speak the truth, right? To begin to say the way things are. And because sometimes, you know, and we can come into a habit of talking to people, even when we talk here among us, right? We talking naturally about things. And then every once in a while, you know, we'll say things like, oh, but you know what I mean. It doesn't have to be that way, but I'm just talking this way. And that's fine. That's all good, because we know, we understand each other, right? Sometimes we're talking and we'll say something that is true naturally, but then we'll say, oh, but you know what I mean, because, you know, it doesn't have to stay that way. It's just what I'm dealing with right now. But what I'm just trying to bring to you is that there is better than that, right? There is a way of speaking that is better than that. In other words, there is a speaking that is just speaking the truth, right? In other words, if we're going to take the time to relate to somebody, which I'm not trying to bash something where you would come up to somebody and just say, hey, you know, like, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. And you would probably say, especially if it's somebody in this group, right, that goes to this church, you would say, probably say something like, you know, I'm just been struggling with this thing. I know it doesn't have to be like that, but I just want you to pray with me. That's awesome. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with you asking for prayer. But what I'm saying, though, is that we know enough. There is enough truth on the inside of each and every single one of us, right, that we do have the ability to speak the reality of the truth about what our circumstance really is, right? That if we have a tendency to talk about things when they're not good, how about developing the tendency, right, or or something that would come natural to you to regularly. Things don't have to be wrong for you to speak the truth, but to develop a tendency of speaking things the way they are, right? That you could be in the shower, you could be mowing the lawn, and you're out mowing the lawn, and you're saying, you know, thank you, Lord, that everything, Lord, that I touch, Lord, that you work it out for good, that you are the one that's working in me, that it is your power working on the inside of me, empowering me towards all things, Lord. Thank you, my God, that you're the one, whatever, just whatever it is that you're thinking about, or whatever it is that you're doing, to accustom ourselves to speaking the truth. Let me just share a verse with you. And this is, you know, Philippians 3:7 is something that, you know, we've looked at it many times in light of, and I'll turn there right now, Philippians, yeah, 3:7. I'm reading from the New King James, but where he talks about the things that he's kind of lost. But, you know, if you really look into that, and I've shared with you many times how sometimes when you have something on your mind that the Lord is teaching you, that thing is very prevalent in your thinking. When you're reading something or when you're looking at something, things tend to stand out. But in thinking about, you know, speaking the truth and talking about the things that we value, that we would be people that learn to value, right? In other words, to place, I don't know a better way to say it, right? To place your value on that which is true, instead of placing, and maybe value is not the word, but placing weight, right? That you would place more weight on the things that are true, right? The truth about what you have and who you are and your circumstance, instead of placing more value on just what's going on, the natural things that are happening. And in verse number 7, he just says, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, from whom I have suffered the loss of all things. But the cool thing that he says there is that he says that he counts all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord. Now, I know that there is a portion of that, right, where he's really just talking about works, right? But the reality is that works come from a way of thinking. So if you really compare and look at it from the perspective that he's looking at the excellence of the knowledge of Christ, in other words, the things that are of the excellency of the knowledge of who he is and what Christ has done, compared to any other way of thinking, compared to any other thoughts of righteousness or self-righteousness for that matter, of any thoughts of things that are advantageous to us, right? Because some of the things that we go through them because we're still in a place where we are trusting things that are just natural things, right? Where it's not just that we're doing things because, you know, we're growing, but sometimes we're actually just, even our value or our trust is still on this thing or on that thing or in this person or on that person, right? But if you see where, you know, where we're headed, is to be able to come to a place where you value the knowledge of Christ in your heart and your mind. In other words, the weight that you put on things is different, right? The weight that you put on the truth of what Christ has done and the truth that you've learned compared to the things that are going on. Now, that's easy said, right? That very easily said, that you value the things that you know of Christ over the things that are going on in the world. But there is a process, though, of not just being accustomed to hearing them, but that you believe them and you have grown established in that truth, right? In whether it be a present truth that we're learning and talking about now, or whether it be something that you heard months ago, that there is a need to continue in that, right? There's a need to continue without stopping. There is a need to continue without ceasing, right? To speak the truth in faith of who you are and what you have, right? To speak the truth, to continually speak the truth in faith, right? Of the reality of the finality of what Jesus Christ has done and everything that we have as a result of what he's done, right? And I think maybe Pastor Mike has touched on this a little bit, you know, it sounds kind of familiar even while I'm saying it, having heard him said something similar to it, but that because it is a process, right, that we would not count on the fact that we've heard it before and it sounds familiar, therefore now we're establishing it, right? But to continue, in other words, because we know that speaking the truth just to you, for yourself, is advantageous for you. In other words, it's profitable for you to hear you speaking the truth. It's profitable for you to hear yourself praying the truth. In other words, the prayer of faith, right, is praying and speaking the truth, right? So if we're speaking the truth to the Lord and we're just conversing with the Lord, giving thanks to God, having our hearts filled with thanksgiving constantly because of the things that he's done. In other words, accustoming ourselves to being able to bring the truths that we have learned, that we've been establishing, and even things that we're growing still in, continually allow them to be brought up into our heart, right? And you all know how it is, right? As you get to praying and you get to speaking about the truth, things keep coming to your mind. And you keep saying things, right? And by the Spirit of God, right, he can lead you to those things that are most beneficial to you, for you to be hearing and for you to be speaking at that time. So that Again, so that we can not only grow in further understanding, meaning that you, and maybe grow is not exactly where I'm trying to go, that you may not accustom yourself to just hearing new things, right? But that you could continue to rehearse and to meditate on the things that you even believe yourself to be established in, or believe yourself to kind of like have under your belt, right? I don't try to even measure that, right? Because there are too many times where I thought I was establishing something and I continue to grow in the knowledge of the exact same thing. So I don't even know what portion or what percentage of something. I know that I have not come to a full assurance of every single angle of one truth, because how could I continue yet to still see different facets of the exact same thing being applicable in other areas? So I to be honest with you, I don't anymore count myself to just say, oh yeah, I'm just trying to measure the things that I'm establishing. You know what? If it comes up to my mind and I have a sense that this is the Lord bringing it up, I don't care how many times I've heard it, I'm going to rehearse it in my mind. I'm going to read scripture on it. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to continue in that same thing, because to me, it's the way that the Lord has helped me to continually get established in what I have, and even to encourage myself and even to remind myself of things that, you know what, I still consider myself in this piece. This is not new to me. This is something that I feel established in, but to hear it coming out of the abundance of my heart, right? Like, how profitable is that? If you're establishing something and something is abundantly in your heart and it's coming out of your mouth, it's still profiting you, right? How much of a profit is it still to you for it to still continually come out of your mouth and for you to hear yourself say it? So just to encourage you, you know, and there are other things that we can go into. I'm not even going to turn into more verses. But again, just continually speaking the truth to yourselves. I would encourage you, obviously, it's always good to speak the truth to other people. But I'm saying first and foremost, even to yourself, right? Speak the truth. Let you hear you speaking the truth to the Lord. Let yourself hear yourself speaking the truth out loud. And obviously, the way we know where it always ends up, right? It always ends up in thanksgiving to God. So you always end up there anyway. You could just be reminding yourself, like, wow, yeah, Lord, like I know that you had started talking to me about that about 6 months ago, and yeah, that's good, right? Or you hear somebody say something and it just starts it up in your mind again because you heard something that the Lord had began teaching you, and it begins it again. So just to encourage you in that, you have heard lots of teaching about the purpose of prayer, especially recently, how it is beneficial to us, how it is for our benefit. But this is just to encourage you, then let's do that, right? Because we know what it is, so then why would we have a beneficial thing in our toolbox and not take advantage of that, right? Not allow the Spirit of God, even when you don't even know what you ought to pray. Like you're in a frame of mind, whatever. You don't even know where to start. You don't even know what to do. So begin just to pray in the Spirit. And if you're not speaking in tongues yet, then just begin to just say, Lord, you know what? I don't know what to pray. And you said that you would show me how to pray even when I don't know how to pray, right? And allow the Spirit of God to do it. And he'll start you off, right? So there are times, you know what, that you just start yourself off and you're praying with something. And I'm not sure if that was the Spirit of God that brought it up. But you know what? There's never a time that you're going to go wrong acknowledging what Jesus has done and finished for you, and the Spirit of God will take it from there and lead your heart and mind right where it needs to be.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.